What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our NFL spread picks and prop bets for the week. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what you which bets you like the best, which ones you might take, which ones you would mess with. And yeah, hit that subscribe button. Help us hit 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. But let's go ahead and jump into these picks as we're going to run through them here. First game up, we got the Jaguars and the Bills playing over in London. The Bills are favored by -5.5, but I am taking the Jaguars +5.5. I think the Bills have been a little inconsistent, kind of back and forth each week. They have to travel over to London. Jaguars were just there last week, so they're kind of more equipped to play in London so far than the Bills are, is that, you know, the Jags just, like I said, just played there last week. So I think that this is going to be one where the Jaguars might not win, but I don't think that they're going to lose by a touchdown. I think if they lose, it's going to be by about 3 points. They definitely could win. Next, we got the Texans versus the Falcons. The Falcons come into this one favored by 2 points. I think the Texans will cover. I'm taking them +2. I just think that the CJ Stroud and this offense is rolling right now. I think that Atlanta still has a lot of trouble utilizing their their weapons. They have Kyle Pitts and Drake London, who are basically done nothing all season long, and pretty much in their whole careers have done nothing. You do have Bijan Robinson, though. That's the biggest part of their offense, but you can't just rely on him to win you a football game, especially when you look at this Texans team, and they have been clicking offensively. CJ Stroud and the offense finally starting to get things rolling. The defense playing pretty solid as well. Coming off back-to-back wins, I believe, trying to make it 3 in a row, definitely a possibility here for the Texans. Next up, we're going to the Jets and the Broncos, and I'm taking the Jets money line to win this game at +105. I just think that the Jets are a better team. Zach Wilson showed some hope last week, played pretty solid. They were in it at the end of the game. He had a pretty bad fumble that costed them the game pretty much, but you know, he played good for the majority and most part of that game. And so this is something to keep an eye on. You know, like how does he come into this week? Was that just a career night for him, or is it something that he can build on and continue to improve on? We'll find that out this week whenever they go to Denver to play the Broncos. But I think that this is a potential for a big win, especially morally, for the Jets here. And I think that they're able to get it done against a bad Broncos team. I haven't been impressed with them at all so far this season. Next up, we got the Packers and the Raiders. The Packers come into this one favored by a point, and I'm going to take the Packers to cover. I think that they win the game, which means that they would, you know, cover. Obviously, there's no way for them to not cover. It's basically a pick 'em. You know, I just think the Packers are a better football team. I think they're in a little bit of a better spot. One, they actually have a quarterback. We'll see what happens with Jimmy G coming into this one, but it's looking like Aiden O'Connell is going to be the quarterback, making a second career start for the Raiders. Devontae Adams also out. So, like, a lot of their offense is going to be out. The defensive side of the football, they're not the greatest. I don't think the Packers are going to have a huge problem here. I think they win somewhere like 7 to 10 points and cover the spread there. Next up, we got the Chiefs versus the Vikings. I'm taking the Chiefs as the highest scoring team this week, +800. I think that this Vikings defense is a little bit weaker. I think that this Chiefs offense is going to be looking for an explosion after only putting up 23 last week. I think they're going to be looking to put up some more. And yeah, I think that they get the highest scoring team. Again, it also comes down to, I just don't think the Vikings have a very good defense at all. I don't believe in their defense. I don't believe in what they do. And I think that the Chiefs offense is going to light them up. Now we're going back out to Denver, the Jets and Broncos. I'm taking this game as the lowest scoring game. Like we talked about earlier, the Jets have kind of struggled. This is a big one for them. The Broncos have also struggled. And, man, they've just played terribly. Both teams have been awful. Last week was the first time that the Jets had scored more than 17 points, I believe it was. More than 17 points in regulation. And so that's something that you gotta fix up if you're these teams. Neither one of them have good offenses. The Jets have a great defense, so I don't know if Denver is going to be able to score at all. And we'll see what the Jets offense is able to do. But yeah, I'm taking this game as the lowest scoring game here at plus 800. I think it's got a pretty good chance to hit. The only other one I could see potentially over it is Texans and Falcons if both teams just come out bad. Now to Detroit, where the Panthers are in town to take on the Lions. And I'm taking the Carolina Panthers as the lowest scoring team this week. They may not score against the Lions as bad as they've been. I don't know if Bryce Young is going to be back this week or not. I haven't looked. I don't even need to know. I think that they're going to be the lowest scoring team. I like Detroit's defense. I like their offense to not turn the ball over in their own territory. I just think it's going to be hard goings for the Panthers up there in Detroit. But we'll see. We'll see. Never know what could happen. They might be able to find a way to pull it off and get the win. We'll see. But I don't think they're going to be able to score more than about 10 points, and that may be the lowest. So if I bet $20 on each of these bets, the potential payout would be $716.41. My potential winnings, $576.41. So we're going to keep up with those winnings and stuff for you guys here and the record that we have. Now, obviously, I'm not actually betting on these as one. I'm not 18. Two, I live in South Carolina, so couldn't legally do it anyways. But we are going to keep up with the money and how much we would have made and earned and won, just hypothetically speaking, for you guys, for entertainment purposes only. So make sure you guys stick around for next week and find out how we did this week and get our picks for next week. But I appreciate all of you guys watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below, and we'll see you guys next.